What in blazes?
In sudden comprehension, the startled companions realized that the noise was not coming from the sandstorm outside, but from a blank section of the cinderblock wall near the refrigerator. Scowling darkly, Ryan began to rise from the workbench when the wall visibly moved, a spiderweb of cracks radiating across the rows of cinder blocks as several of them broke into pieces and fell away, leaving a ragged hole. But instead of the howling storm, there was only cool blackness on the other side. Then, something large shifted position in the Stygian dark, the reflection of polished metal gleaming in the dim candlelight.
Get Razor, people.
Ryan pulled the Styrus SG-70 off his back.
We're about to have company.
JB started to reach for the Uzi, then turned away and swung the SMW M4000 around. Moving fast, the rest of the companions spread out to not offer an enemy a group target. Setting their candles high and out of the way so as not to reveal their positions, the companions took cover behind a lathe, drill press, and other pieces of heavy equipment.
Shit! Biggin, what do you think it is, Muty?
I most assuredly hope so, because if not, then we're in big trouble.
The wall bulged in the middle, then it pushed through. The cylindrical body of the machine was shiny and smooth, the low head only a rounded dome sporting two red crystal lenses that never stopped rotating. The flexing arms were thick, ferruled cables, one equipped with a pounding pneumatic air hammer, and the other tipped with a spinning buzzsaw, the razor-sharp disc only a whining blur.
Sec Hunter droid!
Take it out!
The armored body of the droid was unharmed as it continued to enlarge the hole in the wall. As it continued through, JB aimed his scattergun at one of the red eyes. Instantly turning in that direction, the droid extended the buzzsaw arm. Ducking under a lathe, JB turned and aimed again, just as the buzzsaw hit the workbench, throwing off a corona of sparks. Stepping in close, Ryan held his rifle point blank at the robotic limb. The buzzsaw was momentarily jammed in the yoke, then violently shattered. Milda dropped her ZKR target pistol and clutched her right arm.
How about the Visigoth?
Hydraulic fluid started leaking from one of the Lama depressions in the manner of watery blood. The droid began flailing its damaged limb madly. Dodging out of the way, Ryan aimed again at the machine. He then stepped behind a cluster of hanging chains. The limb started that way, paused, and then retreated, unwilling to risk getting tangled in the steel lengths.
Fireblast. This tin can's smart.
Crawling behind a pile of rotting tires, Mildred fumbled in her medkit for a length of boiled cloth to tie a tourniquet around the wound as a temporary field dressing. The blood was coming fast but not spurting, which meant there was no damage to a major artery. Moving like a ghost in the darkness, Jack concentrated his Colt Python on the ruined eye of the droid. But the machine rotated the weakened section safely out of harm's way.
Bastard machine!
JB had a pipe bomb in his munitions bag, but the garage was too small to use explosives. They would have to take this thing down the hard way. The 12-gauge didn't have the range of the Uzi, and he had to get closer to do maximum damage. Reloading on the run, JB aimed again. And now it was Ryan's turn. Going for the remaining eye, Ryan steadied his rifle.
Fireblast!
This was a bad place for a prolonged fight, and he cast a furtive glance at the blocked fire exit. They may have nailed the lid on their own coffin with that barricade, but there was nothing he could do about it now. Holding the end of the crude bandage in her teeth, Mildred ignored the pain as she cinched the tourniquet tight. She watched for any leakage, and when no fresh blood appeared, she fumbled for the ZKR with her left hand and grimly stood, aiming at the droid. All of a sudden, the Sec Hunter droid seemed to ignore the companions, and it used both arms to batter down the last section of the cinderblock wall. Spotting a welding tank near the breach, Mildred took a gamble and aimed. Unaffected, the droid continued to break through the cinderblock wall. Grabbing a sledgehammer, JB awkwardly swung it around in a circle over his head and let go. The droid dodged the clumsy missile and lashed out with both limbs to crush four of the flickering candles set on top of the old machinery. Instantly, the garage darkened, and the companions slowed their attack, no longer able to clearly aim at their inhuman enemy. Ryan knew they were out of options and made a fast decision. He dropped his rifle,
Grin!
And charged insanely at the droid. Pivoting, the machine glanced out with the pneumatic hammer. Diving under the snaking limb, Ryan reached the droid and drove his shoulder into the metal chassis, actually lifting it off the ground a little, driving the machine back a yard until it went over the edge of the floor and dropped into the grease pit. Ryan rolled away quickly as the droid lashed its telescoping arms around to try to right itself. And JB tossed the pipe bomb into the pit. The companions took cover and braced themselves for the blast. The domed head of the Sekhunter droid rose into view, the one red crystal eye spinning insanely, the metal arms reaching out.